USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House today, President Trump says people who come into the United States illegally have to come out. The president says immigration officials will start rounding up illegal aliens starting next week.
We're going to start next week, and when people come into our country and they come in illegally, they have to go out.
The president is set to officially kick off his 2020 re-election campaign tonight in Orlando, Florida. Incidents of domestic violence are coming to light as Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan leaves the Pentagon. Shanahan has removed himself from consideration for a confirmed appointment as defense chief. The Washington Post is reporting that Shanahan's now ex-wife was arrested several years earlier for punching him in the face. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 356 points. To close at 26,468, the NASDAQ gained 109 to close at 79,53. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Fans of President Trump have converged on an arena in Orlando for President Trump's re-election kickoff. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Some people started lining up for today's big rally last night.
It's part of the process if you're going to be first in line.
The president tweeting that there are about 100,000 requests for tickets, although there are only 20,000 seats at Amway Center. Still, people are hopeful they'll get in.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
Police, meanwhile, are bracing for large crowds of supporters as well as large crowds of protesters.
Senators are questioning President Trump's trade policies and tariffs on Capitol Hill. Republican Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley.
$22 billion out of the pockets of hardworking Americans is not in our national interest. I urge the administration to do everything it can to use tariffs as a last resort option.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York is ramping up the rhetoric against the Trump administration's work to stem mass migration, calling centers where illegals are being detained concentration camps. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He reacts to AOC's comments.
When any individual makes that reference, it loses all the interest in me. It's disgusting to compare concentration camps to what the men and women are doing here protecting our country. In my eyes, honestly, you lose credibility. I've had it, you know, up to here with all these individuals constantly trying to compare concentration camps to what we're doing. I was just at one of the detention facilities. The kids were outside their cell because we have so many of them. They were out on the floor playing puzzles. They were watching movies.
Del Cueto also discusses the millions of people that President Trump says will be deported starting next week.
I mean, it's a welcome sign. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. I can tell you that the ICE agents are going to be very excited about, you know, finally being able to go out there and do their job. And if they need assistance, I'm sure there's other agencies within DHS that are more than willing to help them.
Control of the estate of singer Aretha Franklin is being decided in a Michigan court. A hearing was held on Monday in Wayne County where attorneys and family members of Franklin showed up to see if any decision would be made. The court will decide if any of the four handwritten wills she left behind are valid. You can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.